Immediately just descended from his throne and said, "And again, it is said that the Lord speaks to The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplinary succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. So the disciplinary succession of the royal order was on the same platform as great saintly person, Father Sees. Normally, they could understand the philosophy of Buddha and knew how to train the citizens to come to the same standard. In other words, they knew how to deliver the citizens from the entanglement of birth and death. When Maharaj Dasarath was out, that they said the Samatha once came to him to take away the Alexandra Lakshman to the forest to kill a demon. When the saintly person to Samatha came to the court of Maharaj Dasarath, the king, in order to receive the saintly person, asked him, "It is time that you have done your job." It is the same, because everything was going on in the endeavor to conquer the reputation of what and death. The whole process of the civilization is based on this plan. We must know how to conquer the reputation of what and death. Because the human also knew the purpose of life. Therefore, when the Lord put the philosophy of life before him, he immediately appreciated it. This is the foundation of Buddhist society. Man is followed by many sensible persons and sages. We are familiar with the many countries, advice, and the high order, how to benefit the general masses. And by that cooperation, the general masses are benefited. Therefore, everything was successful. Lord has already attained this perfection of understanding, the time of human life. Therefore, he regretted his insulting words to the world. And he immediately descended from the promised mountain and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord in order to be excused and to hear from him all the things of the Bible of life, known as one of the Lord, including the natural truth. At the present moment, high government officials are not into the Bible of life, and then the saintly persons endeavor to broadcast the Bible of life, the so-called executives, who will offer their respective obeisances, trying to abstract the spirit of the government. Thus one can say that the former kingly government was like heaven, and that the present government is like hell. The temple of the last seven thousand years is like a dream, like the part of the members, she will be a problem for now in the morning, so she can be sure, so we wish you to have. So in this chapter, conversation between Maharaj Rahula and Jagannath has been described. So this was the condition of Maharaj Rahula in Tamil has been described very nicely by Sukhata Prasadi. And this is a symptom of the advanced devotee. So I'll try to take different aspects from the translation in the paper. So, in the translation, it is said that Maharaj Mahabhuni had great faith in the discussion of absolute truth. That is a very important point. In order to be simply present, we have to have faith in the supreme person of the Lord. And what is the result of that faith? Being thus qualified, he has friends on it. So who can hear from a saintly person those who have common faith in the scriptures, in the spiritual master, and also in the supreme person of the Lord? Unless you have that faith, the transmission of knowledge and of purpose. So this is another aspect. The Prabhupada in the purport explains that for this civilization is to free ourselves from the limitation of birth and death. And I was thinking about that devotees sometimes make almost up to that point. So try to make yourself as special when this comes. So first is faith is one of the important aspects of our life. Because the number of things that come with us, three categories of devotees, one is karma, the one is karma. So it's like a combination based on the faith. With all our faith, what we are to do. So to come with the degree of faith, different categories of devotees are identified. So, the pure devotee of the Lord has complete faith in the Supreme Personality of God. He does not have faith in the external arrangement of this world. He always has faith that whatever happens to me, Krishna will take care of me. That is the foundation of our spiritual life. Because, in the ultimate sense, any external arrangement of this world cannot save us in the critical moment of life. So, if you are to do the Lord, we can realize that. So, before Kurukshetra war, the Kurukshetra, Duryodhana and Yudhishthira Maharaj, they wanted some help from the Supreme Personality of God of Krishna. So, from Duryodhana's side, Duryodhana personally went to Krishna. And from Yudhishthira's side, Arjuna went to Krishna. So, first, Duryodhana went to Krishna and sat. That time Krishna was taking rest and he sat next to his head. And he was waiting for Krishna to wake up. Then Arjuna also approached Krishna. And when he came to Krishna, he sat at the lotus feet of Krishna. He started massaging all the Krishna knew which he came to him. So when he got up, then he saw Arjuna sitting talking to him. So did you just like him before? So then what was your problem? What did you say that Kurukshetra war is coming up? Do you want your help? But because this is a fight between the family members, so you will take part in the fight. So get up in the weapon for this. I have my option in the service. So now the choice is yours. You can choose me or you can choose my option in the service. So who should ask for the help first? So this is our anxiety. In case you can ask first and take the option in the service, it will be better for him. Then Krishna said, because Arjuna is younger than you, so therefore, privilege should be given first to Arjuna to ask for help. Although he didn't like the proposal, what to do? So, Samuel was in anxiety, what to do, what to do, what to do. So, father, Arjuna told Krishna, whether you fight or don't fight, I want you. As soon as Arjuna said that, Krishna was very happy. And he said, what to do? Arjuna has already told you, I am always to send you to the soldiers. So, Sugavada, he was desiring that. So, Krishna also fulfills the desire of the demons and devotees. So, Arjuna had the faith in the Supreme Personality of God. But even a personality like Duryodhana, he doesn't have faith in Krishna. That is, he has faith in his energies. Love your courage and soul. So that is the difference between a devotee's faith and the faith of a demon. Everyone has faith. So therefore, you have to choose what kind of faith you should have to have. If you have faith in Krishna, or you have faith in the external arrangements of this world. The pure devotee of the Lord does not make that mistake of accepting. still be always there. For example, Krishna or Krishna's attendant. But the ultimate of our heart, because it's completely dependent on Krishna, and so this situation of his life is completely dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is confident. So another aspect of faith is that our faith is growing, whatever happens in our life, we don't become disturbed. But if faith is weak, if something good happens, we are very happy. If something challenging happens in our life, our faith becomes slackened. But the ultimate of the Lord, under any situation of life, he is our sister. So you can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. When he lost his business, he was a revival. Everything was lost. And before that, already wife has left him, and the relatives have left him. Nothing was there for Prabhupada. But if it had happened to other ordinary people of this world, they would have been bewildered. What happened? She is such a Supreme Personality of Godhead, guarded throughout my life. She has born to me from this sensitive, emotional family. Why is it happening to me like that? But Srila Prabhupada did not see that situation in that way. He thought, whatever has happened to me, has happened to me in this world. And in the previous part of the shloka, Prabhupada has mentioned, Kaitanya Dampat Sanchi Sanakshana. So, Srila Prabhupada realized that shloka, that Mr. Krishna is very special in the city. So therefore, if you all want to receive the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you should be ready also for the situation, whatever has happened to Srila Prabhupada. It's not a one-way traffic. So therefore, the pure devotee of the Lord is ready for any situation. But if you go a little more advanced, the Kunti Devi is more advanced in the faith, in the faith in Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kunti Devi is rather telling the Supreme Personality of Godhead that please put me in difficulty. So many of us go to the Lord and do this to the Lord and do this to the Lord. So the Lord, please put me in difficulty like Kunti Devi. We don't have that guts because we don't have that kind of faith like Kunti Devi. Somebody may think, oh, she is a lady, does not have brain, that's why she prays like that. But she is more intelligent than any devotee, because she knew if difficult situations are there, then Krishna is there. But now I am in a very comfortable situation. My son has given the king of the whole planet. But she Krishna is here. He said, okay, now I am very nicely situated. Goodbye. So I have to take the direction. And she understood what is the use of such a comfortable situation in this place. So the devotee is very, very focused. Whatever situation it may be, Krishna has to be there. If Krishna is there, if you are in the forest, or you are in the palace, no difference. In the same way, if Krishna is not there, if you are in the forest, or in the palace, same situation. So therefore, the devotee of the Lord always wants Krishna's presence in his life. And he has the faith that Krishna is there, then everything will be taken care of in the world. That is called faith. And when we have faith, then we don't have much interest in this situation. Because we always identify ourselves with different definitions. So the moment now, because Mahadeva was identifying himself as a king. And he thought that he is a great person. And then, well, who is he? He is like a madman. He tried to see his body from external point of view. And that kind of situations also happened in the world. But Mahadeva could realize that. But for most of us, we don't realize that. Why If we distance, the mountain looks very small. And I look very big, because I know what the mountain is. But if that person walks towards that mountain, comes closer, then two things happen. The mountain starts appearing bigger and bigger, and that person who is approaching that mountain starts feeling smaller and smaller. In the same way, Krishna is like a mountain. And when someone is very, very far, far away from Krishna, he or she thinks of some possibility. But if by the positive devotional service, someone is advancing towards Krishna, then Krishna and his devotees will start appearing better and better. And that devotee is advancing in Krishna consciousness. He starts feeling smaller. That is the symptom of advancement in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, in order to become humble, he says, how to become humble? By becoming humble, because we are really humble by our position. 1/10,000 part of the people we have, okay? So what we have to become proud. Any moment, we are proud of. So to realize that we are insignificant, we don't have to have so much knowledge. By the association of your devotees, you can immediately realize that how insignificant you are. And more you feel like that, more you can advance quickly in your devotional life. Pride is a block to advancement, but humility is the driving force to advancing Krishna consciousness. So here, Maharaj Jahadam is exhibiting that quality of humility. Immediately you understood that he has made a mistake. And although he was a king, he came out from his chariot and put his head on the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the symptom. Although he was a king, but as soon as he understood that the Lord is a good word of the Lord, as soon as he understood what offense he has committed, immediately he said. And as he understood another example of a king, in Mahaprabhu's pastime, you know the story. The king of Orissa, known as Pitaputra, he was a very big king. And when Mahaprabhu went for South Indian tour, Sanjuhama Bhattacharya, the guru of Pitaputra, he told Mahaprabhu, when you go to South India, you will find a pure devotee of the Lord, his name is Ramananda Roy. So Ramananda Roy was working at the Pitaputra world. And you all know that when Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy, there was a very high philosophy and discussion in South India. So when Mahaprabhu came back, Pitaputra Maharaj requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to make an appointment with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pitaputra Maharaj wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pitaputra Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord. He really wants to meet you. As soon as he said that, Mahaprabhu said that he is a king, he is a sannyasi. The total difference. As soon as he said that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also communicated that to Pitaputra Maharaj. And Pitaputra Maharaj took an example. He did not think that our Lord, Ramananda Roy, being also a king, not a new, for him, no rule applies. But Ramananda Roy, all the sick, discussion was going on. But me, for me, for others, he did not think like that. He thought Ramananda Roy is very fortunate. So when Ramananda Roy came back to Pitaputra Maharaj, he said, I don't have any interest in that government's law. Please go to be there and serve such a thing. As soon as he said that, the doctor was happy agreeing. He was really happy. But he was having this access for us since I was a gentleman in Africa. And so make sure till the end of your life, whatever salary you're getting now, you get the salary.
Unlimited
to find out what are the greatest sins. And they used to come and using that as a dominant intelligence, how to become more sinful. And I heard that Jamala just created a separate planet for his namaskar. But these two people, personalities, were easily delivered. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains why they were delivered versus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is a big problem, so they did not have any chance to come and pass the Mahaprabhu. Because they are always right. So no chance to commit offenses. You can't deliver, as God said in the excuse that you didn't get one. But you did not have an opportunity to come and pass the Mahaprabhu. So it was not easily delivered. But Mahaprabhu says, see, he did not get love of God. So Mahaprabhu is not hungry, he's giving love of God to everyone. And he says, you're giving to everyone, Mahaprabhu says he is not getting. So he learned that love of God. So why? So Mahaprabhu says, see, how is he going to come to the Bhastava Prabhu? She is your mother. So no one wants to come to the Bhastava Prabhu. What is the choice? Very simple thing. After so many years carries, Mother says to God the son, Bhastava. As you know, the Bhastava is very nice from the family childhood. And he did not spend any time in his home. He used to go to the church and to the Bhastava. One mother said, I got a son, but no interest in family life. So he started his sister by searching for his wife. As soon as he saw it, then December, after December also part of the same. After December started going to other country. And so he got to be also in the same place. Just a very simple thing. The mother like that to say, what do you want to do with this? To go to the mother said to come to the business with God, so he said, what to do? How to do this? So the teacher said, that you want to do the mother said, so the mother said, what do you want? No, mother said to come to the office, I cannot speak. So Mother Sati, how she can come with offense at the Lotus? She's the mother of the whole universe. And he started noticing Mother Sati is a bit of different qualities. So Mother Sati, as soon as she started doing that, explaining different qualities of Mother Sati, Mother Sati went into his class and then he said, I'm conscious. Then the Lord said, no, I'm conscious. He came and asked, when I was asking about the Lotus, I don't know what so the mother said he did that and was free and so he opened his own and so was all about it. So in that way, advancing in Krishna consciousness is very simple. But if you have the faith and respect for the devotees, insulting the devotees, it opens up the door of this new symbol. But if you don't have friends, if you respect the devotees, then so. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say. The door of the spiritual world is the choice is ours. And then we'll open the door of the spiritual world. And we'll go to the end of the world. And we'll go to the spiritual world. So what do we do? It's going to be obvious. And by the way, also what we're doing. But all this case has been done. It can happen in our life also. But we should really see the world is there. Collectively, this is social. And then try to
society that people are very attached to their positions and they hang on and hang on and hang on even though there is so much disquiet in them. So how is this rectified? Apparently, that person is not getting good advice from his God brothers and his associates. That he should be a little renounced and not try to maintain a position that is very suspect.
Because our society is a very new society.
And we have so much good advice from ages and ages and ages of saints.
Because the poor part is not understanding. And from the other, we are trying to understand what poor part is going to. So, I give an example. It's not an absolute example. Because I don't know who's to be honest, but there are other sons. And the poor part is going to be sunless, and you want to be able to be able to conception of his life as a king. He realized that he was a king. And he said, now you are a king, I'm the servant. The situation will come, I will come to you, you are a servant. That is the reason it is well. So as soon as he had the power of the ability as a king, he realized that. He immediately realized that my position as a king is very meaningless. So he immediately stepped down from the stature and surrendered his life.
Yes.
seen us fund many things. There's so many grievances. The world has had grievances. But the hope is gone. And I suppose hope you understand what I want to say. So, now, the question is like, he's acting in such a way. So, how can I understand that?
So, do you want to explain the meaning of the private things? Because individuals are not the same as we are. The consequences are not the same. If you look at the size of the consequences also, if you feel that that is what you do, then it has this in a different way. And you can bring it up to that fourth level, so that that means that you also have this. So he says that that place is the place where we feel our senses.
to do in the home. You know, sometimes it's supportive with the child over here, and the supportive with the side of the family here, in a offensive way. That's what I'm saying. The door, he came to the restaurant, and the work really seemed like he was being very offensive. Previously, when he had received similar types of instruction, he got offended. But now he saw it as a blessed individual because he had become a victim of. So it seems like we can't just judge the offense from the external behavior, we have to look at the internal behavior. But we really have to go through the behavior and check what offense is taken away if the offense of mentality is still in our mind. Seems like it's critical thinking.
And you also see the fact that the Holy Ghost so far is about the character and what it is as it is. There's a difference in connection and it is. Maybe I just tell the first to make it is as it is. It's not the Holy Ghost in the book. So what is compassion and what is envy? The Holy Ghost can tell you that. The collecting goes from compassion and salvation from envy. And the Buddha of the Disciple is a good wise man. Just take the disciple to get them. And that's that about compassion. But in our cases, most of the time, we don't do that. That's so important with us. In the talk of the world. One of us who are behind the time to use our soul to connect to the world. And we will come out in the end of the world.